Thanks, Pete. The first is that of a consumer product, a toaster, in fact. We were contracted by Pucks, who wanted to break into the toaster market in a big way, with their own custom-designed toaster, not just labeling an existing toaster with their own name. Pucks' marketing department supplied us with the comprehensive brief, outlining their requirements, having earlier sourced the market for their competition. On receiving the brief, our designers began the initial design concepts, working closely with the engineers to try and cover some of the technical difficulties presented by Pucks.
It should be noted at this point the philosophy of design works. Design must work. Form follows function.
On completion of the first phase, we were able to make a presentation to Puck, outlining some of the technical details and problems, and also several proposals as to the look of the product. The second phase was then to capitalize on the first phase with the amended brief and take the styling a bit further in sketch form. Here you can see the first three block models made from wood, ready for market research. On the completion of the market research, a favorite model was chosen and the engineering design went full steam ahead, producing initial layout drawings from which quotations on tool costing could be gathered together, as well as OEM sourcing. In order to speed up this phase of the project, the prove-out model was built parallel to the engineering development. The time scale on the project was originally quoted at 1.5 years, but due to running several parts of the project parallel to another, we were able to complete the project a lot sooner than the quoted deadline.
Okay, so far, any questions?
Yes, what exactly are the objectives of a prove-out model?
Well, this is something we believe is very important at Design Works. When we have to design very complex mouldings, we make an exact replica of what the real mouldings will be in production in order to test the engineering drawings so that everything fits together and also to show the toolmaker exactly what is required.
Another plus point is that it not only avoids experience mistakes, but we can also see how to be more cost-effective in material costs. If I may, I'll now move on to the second example. That is a plastic bottle for washing up liquid, a more relevant product to that of the FSTD. Unlike the toaster, which was produced by an English-based firm, and England being the primary market, the new bottle is sold worldwide from Australia to the USA. This competition is a lot more fierce, and the bottle is not the product, but the packaging, and therefore the design costs and the timescales are considerably less, as well as the unit costs being less. Having said that, it is still the design we hope will sell the product and not just the content. As with the toaster, form follows functions. Upon receipt of the original brief, we worked really rapidly producing sketches. Only in elevation, mind you, with a detailed perspective of nozzles. All the ideas were different from one another in order to give the client plenty to think about. In the first presentation, the client, a team of 10 marketing people, was able to decide between two sketches from which we were then able to develop 8 models based on the original ideas, but experimenting on the proportions and ergonomics, as you can see on this slide. From the second phase, we eliminated all but 2 models, which were then produced in wood and painted, 3 of each version as models for market research. On the selection of the most successful candidate for market research, the model shop set to work to build 1 exact replica of the bottle in production under the watchful eye of the engineering department. As I said earlier, a very different project from that of the first, from the original brief to the beginning of tooling, only 2 months.
Thank you, Jez. Are there any questions?
No.
Good.
I would therefore like to suggest we have a cup of coffee and proceed with the presentation for our project, as you have now whetted our appetites with what you have done for others.
Okay, Jez, can you open the blinds?
Yeah.